Live from the River Cam.
The River Cam.
The biggest inter-college event of Easter term.
Here on Cam FM.
31 colleges, 4 days.
Who will claim head of the river?
Cam FM presents May Bumps 2015.
And it's a messy start, to be honest, from Keys M4, but they're just managing to stay ahead because Selwyn M4 aren't really putting too much into this. In fact, obviously Keys M4 are looking like they're going to start getting away. Robinson M3 might have come a bit off station onto Selwyn M4 as they go flying by. In fact, yeah, they're probably going to be chasing them down around first post corner, so look out for that one. And then in hot pursuit, well, not so hot at the moment, it's Sydney Sussex M3. They're falling behind Robinson there. And Magdalen M4, looking like they're taking quite an easy road, to be honest, because I think that's going to be a very easy road for Sydney Sussex M3. Magdalen M4 just kind of cruising by quite gently here. And Peterhouse M3 here, right at the back. They're roughly on station. They might have something to chase later on in the course. Juan, have you got M4 or Selwyn M4? Post corner.
Yeah, so I'm here at first post corner, as you say. Keys are looking very, very good there, advancing still away. Robinson, though, are catching up on Selwyn M4. It looks like they may well be above there very, very soon. Behind them, we've got Sydney Sussex. They've still got a bit of gap to make up. And then, just passing me now, is Morton M4. They're coming into a bank a little bit now. And now I'm going to hand over to Beth, who's at Grassy Corner.
Yes, I am. Thank you, Juan. I can see Keys coming down, looking very, very strong. They caught Selwyn very early yesterday, so they are looking to do very well. But Robinson are catching up on Selwyn. From where I'm sitting, they almost have overlapped. The whistles are going. I think there's going to be a bump as they come fully in to Grassy Corner. Behind Sydney Sussex, Magdalen looking about as far apart as they started. Keys are definitely going to roll over here. It's just a matter of time as to when Robinson bump up on Selwyn. Selwyn not having the best of races. It does look like they might be getting spooned. Robinson have overlapped, but they've taken a very, very tight line into Grassy. They might hit the canal boat moored on the other side of the bank if they're not careful. Whistles are going like mad. They haven't quite got overlap on Selwyn as they go out of Grassy. They've lost that slightly. That's one to watch further down, though. Behind them, Sydney Sussex, who bumped up on Morton yesterday, looking very calm and confident as they go through. They're not going to be caught. They're going to roll over. At the bottom, Peterhouse looks like they're really catching up on Magdalen. The Cox took an odd line by Magdalen going into Grassy there. They very nearly hit the trees. Magdalen, of course, crashed yesterday before they really got going. So this is their first time racing on the course. Peterhouse looking like they're tiring a little bit, though. It's down to maybe a third of a mile length, but not much more. I can't see that there's been a bump between Selwyn and Robinson as they go up the Plough Reach and into Ditton. But between Magdalen and Peterhouse at the bottom, I think it's going to be a case of when rather than if, but I'm not 100% sure that I can call that. Not Daisy, Susanna, up at Ditton, what can you see?
Keys have raced ahead, but there might be a bump between Robinson and Selwyn happening very, very soon. There's a very small gap between them. But Robinson have really powered through, and Sydney is lagging behind. I can currently see Magdalen and Peterhouse, which there's a massive break between Magdalen and Sydney, to be honest. So that's going to be very exciting to see what happens later on. Peterhouse are currently going past. They are lagging behind Magdalen. It's very, very exciting over here. There's quite a lot of commotion going on, especially as everyone's waiting for Robinson to potentially bump Selwyn. And they've gone. Yep, so currently can't see any bumps happening.
Okay, thank you, Susanna. So, Rahul, what can you see down at the start? What's happening there as we're expecting W4 to go off?
We are. We've had a cannon, but it looks like it's all pretty stationary still. We've really got nothing. All the spectators seem to have flooded off down the course. It must mostly have been bank passes there for the M4 race. And that's another cannon, which will be the 1 minute, I would have thought. And which means that also all calm down at the first post reach, really. Is there anything at all happening down at the end of the course, Susanna?
But everything is just as I said earlier, I'm afraid. Nothing too exciting, except hopefully Robinson might catch up Selwyn, but at the moment you can't see that happening.
Okay, thank you, Susanna. So coming back to Grassy briefly, what it looks like might have happened in M6 there is everybody rode over. I reckon that Robinson will be catching Selwyn as they get into the final echelons of the course as they get really tired. But honestly, that was quite a dull race. There's no crashes, there's no nothing. So we've got W4 coming up. I'll just give you a quick rundown of the positions for them. We've got Hall W1 at the top, who bumped up on Sydney Sussex 2 yesterday. Lucy Cav, Hughes Hall combined bumped up on Mary Edwards yesterday. They'll be looking to get against Sydney quite early to keep on for Blades. Darwin 2 followed by Clare 3, the first of two Clare boats in this division. Christ 3, Queen's 3, King's 2, Jesus 4, Churchill 2 and Clare 4 right at the bottom, who were bumped by Churchill yesterday. Rahul, did I just hear the start cannon?
You did indeed, which means that Clare Hall are tearing up first post reach towards me. It looks like they've got quite a clean stroke at the moment, to be honest. So if they're managing to get a bit of power in behind that, that means that they should see their ride become pretty easy. Just starting to see Sydney Sussex W2 as well come into the picture. I'm looking down at them. It looks like Clare Hall, in fact, are pulling away quite a bit. I'd call that maybe almost two lengths. Sydney Sussex W2 trying quite hard. It looks like they might be fending off a challenge from the Lucy Cav Hughes Hall combined. Here we go. The first bank party coming close. Clare Hall W1. Their challenge here will be to keep up this rate. They're looking quite comfortable as they go past me, and their bank party seem pretty happy with that. And in fact, yeah, we're going to have some action definitely down here between Lucy Cav Hughes Hall and Sydney Sussex W2. That's, half a length, if that. There's definitely going to be overlap by the time they get to Juan down there. And we've got behind them Medwood W3. They've tailed off quite massively from Lucy Cav Hughes Hall. They're definitely not catching them. Although behind them, Darwin W2 could have something in there, although they look like, yet again, they're taking it quite easy. Oh, we've got a party pulling over to the side here. We've got Clare W3 pulling over, which means that, yeah, we've got a bump there. Christ W3 have bumped Clare W3 just after the bridge there and, well, very early on first post reach. That means that Darwin W2 really probably going to be looking at a row over. There's nothing chasing them for a good period here. But we've got Queen's W3 and King's W2. There's overlap over here. I'm going to run down the course to them. This is going to be a matter, I think, of when the cocks decide to concede. Whistles are blowing, and behind them there's also been a bump. And yet that's a concession that Queen's W3 have been bumped by King's W2. And further down the course, it looks to be like Churchill W2 bumped Jesus W4, which means that Clare W4 are going to have a very long and lonely row over. Anything down the course, Juan?
Yes, well, Sydney Sussex have just pulled over. I'm not entirely sure why. But then followed by them is Medwards and W3, who are powering fairly well up the river, just around first post. Followed by them, we've got Sir Darwin. So Darwin perhaps have a bump on Medwards going on fairly shortly, but we'll have to see later on if that is the case. We're having lots of whistles going. So we're going to go to Beth now, who's again at Grassy Corner.
Yes, so I can see Clare Hall coming through, looking nice and tidy, taking a very easy row, because I think you're right, there's not much going to happen there. I can just see in the distance Murray Edwards and Darwin. It looks like there's going to be a bump very imminently up there. But just to take you over what's happened, there have been an awful lot of bumps. I reckon there's only going to be two row overs at the top and at the bottom. I'm pretty sure that Darwin 2 are going to bump up onto Murray Edwards 3 very soon. The whistles are going. They're fighting quite hard. They're both looking really quite tired. It is a hard row to do. There's a very strong wind on some of the corners today. So it's going to be a case of when again, not if here. But I did just say that in the M6 division, and look what happened there. So just briefly taking you over what's happened. We've had a bump by Lucy Cav Hughes Hall up on Sydney Sussex. A bump by Clare 3 up on... a bump by Christ 3 up on Clare 3, sorry. King's 2 bumped up to Queen's 3. We reckon Churchill 2 bumped up onto Jesus 4. And the whistles are still going, but both crews, Medwards and Darwin, looking very tired as they're going through. They're working so hard, you can see it in their faces, but there is not much speed in either of these boats. Darwin have closed the gap massively. They're down to a few feet, 8 or 9 feet at most, and they're getting closer. Might be one that's going to hit them in distance, but that said, it looks like it's getting closer still. I reckon there's going to be a concession on plough reach if Darwin can keep this up. It is an incredibly hard race. for them to do. Although Darwin have taken a much wider line going out of Grassy than Murray Edwards did. I think Murray Edwards have pulled some ground back away from them. And there's been the concession.
Yes,
going out of Grassy onto Plough Reach. Darwin have bumped up onto Murray Edwards W3, which means that only Clare Hall 1 at the top and Clare 4 at the bottom have rode over. Everybody else has bumped, which means that Sydney Sussex 2, Murray Edwards 3, Clare 3, Kings 3 and Jesus 4 are all onto their spoons, but Churchill 2, Kings 2, Christ 3, Darwin 2 and Lucy Cavhews Hall are all on for their blades. And Clare Hall will probably be quite glad that they haven't had a chasing crew, which means that when they row in the W3 division later today, they won't have been fighting too hard today.
97.2
Cam FM.
It's time for some results.
Right, for M6, Keys rode over, then Robinson bumped Selwyn. So there was row over, then bump. Then Sydney rode over, Maudlin also, and Peterhouse. So only one bump. That was M6. Then for W4, everyone bumped except Clare Hall and Clare. So Clare Hall W1 and Clare W4 rode over, and everyone else got bumped or was bumped. So Lucy Cavendish / Useful W2 bumped Sydney Sussex. Darwin bumped Murray Edwards W3. Christ W3 bumped Clare W3. Kings W2 bumped Queen W3. Churchill W2 bumped Jesus W4.